Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled, Jesus, Holy and Annoying.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus stayed in Galilee. He could not stay in Judea because the Jews were out to kill him. As the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles drew near, after his brothers had left for the festival, Jesus went up as well, but quite privately, without drawing attention to himself. Meanwhile, some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Isn't this the man they want to kill? And here he is speaking freely, and they have nothing to say to him. Can it be true the authorities have made up their minds that he is the Christ? Yet we all know where he comes from, but when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from." Then, as Jesus taught in the temple, he cried out, "Yes, you know me, and you know where I came from. Yet I have not come of myself. No, there is one who sent me, and I really come from him, and you do not know him, but I know him, because I have come from him, and it was he who sent me." They would have arrested him then, but because his time had not yet come, no one laid a hand on him. The Gospel of the Lord. The whole hostile atmosphere in this Gospel passage is anticipated in the first reading of today's Mass, which is from the Book of Wisdom, and it quotes the godless as saying to themselves, "Let us lie in wait for the virtuous man, since he annoys us and opposes our way of life." And a little further on, "The very sight of him weighs our spirits down." And so the godless say to themselves, "Let us condemn him to a shameful death." Yes, there it is, the whole dreadful story anticipated in a text written before Jesus was even born. We've been reminded over and over again in the readings for Lent that Jesus was regarded, at least with suspicion, sometimes with downright hostility, throughout his public life. People were scandalized when he cured the sick man at the sheep pool because he'd broken the rules for the Sabbath. They had the same reaction when he gave sight to the blind man, again on the Sabbath. They were shocked that he would talk to a Samaritan and, horror of horrors, a woman. But right up to his arrest, they were not able to stop him. He went right on acting and speaking in ways that he knew perfectly well would provoke his enemies. And that's not all. Even the ordinary people who had no power to arrest Jesus, who had no special authority to criticize him or to condemn him, even those ordinary people, just like Nathanael, thought that he couldn't be anything very special because they said they knew where he came from. You remember Nathanael saying, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" I love that. It's so real. It's so human. But the fact is, they thought they knew where he came from, but they didn't. And how easily we fall into that kind of error. Just think how much trouble we have recognizing the saints if they're not levitating or having visions, because we know where they came from. It's surely way past time that we open our eyes to the sainthood of our everyday contacts. Not in their being 100% perfect in every way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's not the case even of the saints who have been officially recognized by the church. It's only Jesus who qualifies if you're looking for 100% perfection. But it's still true that we tend not to notice the genuine spiritual heroism that many apparently ordinary, apparently insignificant people show at certain moments of their apparently ordinary, apparently insignificant lives. And let's face it, not many of us would persevere in the face of open hostility such as Jesus faced. He went to the Feast of Tabernacles privately, but when he was there, he went into the temple and taught there, spoke publicly, and the assembly heard him make the astonishing claim, "There is one who sent me, and I really come from him. I know him." Openly provocative, over and over and over again, until his execution as a common criminal. Ah, but that was just the necessary prelude to the glory of the resurrection. As the gospel acclamation today says, "Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory."